Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to call the order of the meeting of the Bridge Elementary Board of Directors. It is May 29, 2026, and it is 4:01 p.m. Present, we have Casey Arrington, Ron, I don't know
Hubbard.
your last name.
Hubbard. Ron
Yeah.
Hubbard.
I knew that. Linda Nilsson, Lonnie Williams, and Janie Stoddard, and Susan
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so Lalani, do we have anybody waiting for public comment?
I am just checking and I do not see anyone. So thank you, Marianne. We are good to go.
Okay, then we will move forward to our voting and discussion items.
All right. Leilani, will you make the agenda a little bit bigger?
Oh, yep, absolutely.
Thanks. Oh, thank
Yeah,
you. That's very
thank
good.
you.
Okay. So this is the second comment period for our Eureka Math curriculum, our Zahner Bloser handwriting, and our fish tank. And then in the packet, you noticed a summary for Hegarty. I forgot that last board meeting, so it's the first comment. Public comment period for Hegarty phonics. We already use Hegarty phonemic awareness. The K2 teams just want to add the phonics portion. So I'm just vocalizing that for the board meeting.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you'll scroll up, Leilani. Perfect. Okay. So, I think, Marianne, it might be easier for us to quickly just vote individually unless you want to try to do it together.
I say we just do it one at a time because I'm going to get confused.
Okay. There's just too many things.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the first vote would be on the curriculum. The quotes for the amounts were all in the packet. Do you all have questions or comments on the curriculum?
I don't. I think we went over it last board
We
meeting.
talked about it last time,
Yep.
so but nothing now, so
Okay. Leilani, do you have the note written that says up
yes.
to you? Can you tell them that?
Yes. And I know there's a whiteboard in Zoom, but I don't know how to use it. So for
Math
Eureka
squared.
squared, we want to, if possible, have the board approve up to 55,000. Then fish tank was 13,000. Now this is just a little bit over the quotes, just so that we don't have to bring it to the board if I don't know, tax
Should
was
be your
figured.
tax.
Yeah. And then Janie also made a note that we're going to try and do some negotiating with the shipping costs. So hopefully these amounts will be on not quite to this
But it'll
price.
encompass what we need to get it here. So, yeah.
That way we won't have to revote. So.
Correct.
And then also, we did reach out to Ron and Steve, and I can't remember exactly, Ron, if you want to pipe in, but there was some funding left this year, some curriculum funds left for this year, but plenty for next year. So it shouldn't be any problem with the budget.
Yeah, so we're sitting at over 40K left from what we've got budgeted in curriculum for this year. And then if we need to, we can adjust some stuff from like classroom supplies that we've got over budgeted as well. So that if we do have anything, and then of course, if any invoices come in after, or we pay any invoices after the end of June, they'll hit next year's budget anyway. So we're good.
Do we need to have the Hegarty on this list if we're voting for curriculum?
We can't vote on this until June 16th.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you.
No, good question.
Okay.
All right, so Marianne, if you'll just entertain a motion and then to approve these with the amount up to.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure there was no other questions. So, are we good?
Good.
Okay. All righty. So, I would like to make a motion to approve the Eureka Squared curriculum, the fish tank curriculum, and the Zahner Bloss handwriting curriculum, up to the 55,000, up to 13,000, and up to the 17,000 for Bridge Elementary. Can I get a second?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Okay. Motion carries. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, Susan's going to talk about the RFP.
Okay, so we had the RFP up for the construction. We had it up for 7 days. The deadline was this previous Wednesday, which was May 27th, 2026. We only received one bid. There were three of us on the scoring. It included Rena Oliver, Brittany Snow, and myself. The total overall points, I'm sure you guys have a copy of this,
It's in there.
was 270 of possible. We scored at 266. We agreed to use Iron Creek with the following questions being answered. The following questions were cost evaluation. Number one, will it be adjusted for Kiva steps already being removed? Number five, how many outlets being put in each wall? Number six, does it reflect reuse of one door and that the school will supply the lock set and what flooring will be used? So other than that, we took our notes and we all agreed that to go ahead with this bid.
So, if you all looked through all the bidding process, what the board's responsibility is to decide, yes, we want to approve the bid that we got and move forward. It did come in under the 100,000. Do you have the total on there?
I'm just pulling it up
Four.
right now.
Okay.
What's that?
It was like
I figured out
95,000
five.
something, I think. 94,000.
94,760.
Okay, so the board now decides if you want to move forward with the project accepting this bid, or if we don't approve the bid and move forward trying to solicit other bids or repeat the RFP process. That's kind of where you sit.
And what's the name of the company again? I mean, I've got my thing pulled up, but I don't see that. I mean, I've got all the divisions so that when we make a motion, what's the name of the company?
It's called
Iron
Iron Creek.
Thank you. Yeah.
And they have quite a bit of experience working with charter schools, a few of them, Voyage, Ascent, Syracuse Arts, Quest Academy. So we've worked with them before and had really good experience in the past.
I must have scrolled past that. I'm sorry. So
Oh,
I just
no, you're
wanted to
fine.
have the name of the place. So thank
You're
you.
just fine.
This is what this time's for, Linda. So you ask all the questions. They're also the ones that worked with us on our building maintenance stuff this year.
Our minimal amount of building maintenance, right?
Yeah.
It's a crazy August.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
But you guys feel comfortable with this company?
Yes, absolutely. We scored them 266 out of 270 points possible. That everything was thorough, looked good. Their experience is good. So yeah, we feel good with this company.
Does anybody have any questions, concerns?
Nope.
And I know we talked about it at the last meeting that you feel like you have the money to do this. So
Yes, the money
allocated.
was brought up before. Yes.
Okay.
Before you vote,
Yeah.
I was looking at rules and for financial things or actions that create a legal or financial liability, should be a roll call vote. So,
Okay.
and we
Good
might want
job,
to change
Ron.
the, we might want to update the vote for the curriculum to a roll call as well.
Oh,
Oh.
we can do that. Good job, Ron.
Here for
Thank you,
you.
Ron. Hey, so roll call. I have to do a roll call first, right?
Motion first, then roll
Okay,
call
roll
vote.
call. Okay. All right. Can I get a motion to approve? So should we do both of them again?
Yeah, maybe do this one, then we'll go back up to the
Okay.
curriculum.
Okay. All right. Can I get a motion to approve the project for Bridge Elementary using Iron Creek Construction for their project?
So I'll make a motion that Bridge Elementary uses Iron Creek Construction, accepts their bid of the $94,760 for their construction project.
And I second.
Do I do a roll call now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casey Arrington, aye.
Okay. Mary Ann.
Lyndon Nelson, aye.
Okay. Mary Ann Henderson, aye. Okay. Looks like the motion carries.
Ron, is that kind of what you needed?
Okay.
Okay. Now, can we just do that same thing for the curriculum, or do we have to make the motion again?
You have to make the motion again.
Okay, let me here. I'll throw on my notes. It's
Okay.
right there.
All right. So thank you.
It's okay.
I can't remember. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the Eureka Squared curriculum up to 55,000, fish tank curriculum up to 13,000, and Zahner Boss handwriting up to 17,000 for Bridge Elementary.
I second that.
Okay. So roll call.
Casey Arrington, aye.
Lyndon Nielsen, aye.
Mary Ann Henderson, aye.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Motion carried. Okay.
We are cruising. Okay, so Janie, the next one is the grant.
Okay. So the next one is the school-based mental health grant. It requires an application and what we're going to spend the money on and what our goals are going to be. So I wrote this that we would track our absenteeism and re reduce it. And also we're going to track our office referrals for disciplinary stuff because I think that could the absenteeism one, it'll be interesting what comes up. We don't have a huge problem except for with certain families, so we're going to see how we can support them better, and that's part of the plan is how we support them. And then the office referrals for behavior and other such like mental health related things, I think we can learn a lot from. So those are the two things we're going to track. The plan that you have in the packet goes into like the key details and different things. This grant goes for 3 years, so we have to reapply in 3 years. And the budgeted amount, I think it's about 39,000 is what we'll get, and that will go toward the salary of our school counselor. Any questions about that or things you saw in the plan that you have wonders about?
Sorry, I was just looking at it again because I thought I did have a question, but now I can't remember where I saw it.
You can take a minute and look.
Okay. And maybe it was just this wasn't, I think now, okay, my question was this wasn't going to cover the whole salary, right? It was just going to go to a salary.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it covers
It does.
part of our school
Okay.
counselor's salary.
That's why I was like, that's not very much for a school salary for a counselor. Okay. I think that's where I was a little confused. Okay.
And I have a question. Is the 39,000 per year or 39,000 for the 3 year contract that will
Great
go to
question.
that
It's
individual?
good
Yeah.
question. It's per year. So
Okay.
we'll have
I
that.
mean, that's what I was thinking probably, but just verifying through. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. And yeah, we were debated applying for it, but honestly, that's a good amount toward a salary, so it's worth it. And the data will tell us some good things.
What is the could you, I mean, you can't apply for more. Is there a cutoff on what you can apply for?
Yeah, it's based on like school size and some other factors. So they just tell us how much we
Okay.
are allotted.
Perfect. I was just curious.
Yeah, good questions.
But having a grant's great, and this is important stuff. I think there's probably a lot of recidivism with the absentee and family groups, and to follow what you can do better with discipline, that, I think that's a great idea, obviously. So.
Yep.
My mental health is always a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Great
And
for
our
your
kids,
teacher's mental health, though.
yeah, right?
And our kids are handling a
Yours and ours and
lot. Yep. Yep. So on this one, it just has to be board approved. The plan has to be board approved. So there's no like special things with this one, I don't think. We could do roll call just to be safe.
Well, you're just asking to apply for a grant, but we can do a roll call. Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve Bridge Elementary applying for the school-based mental health quality grant?
I'll make a motion for the school-based mental health Utah grant for the Bridge Elementary School.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right. Can we roll call?
Casey Harrington, aye.
Linda Nielsen, aye.
Marian Henderson, aye. Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on.
Then,
Okay.
lastly, all right. There you go, Janie.
Okay. So with the projects, with the construction projects, the timeline was the biggest concern. So we pulled this office space small project out of the RFP. We were gonna just leave it and not do it this year. And then we had a couple other people who said they could possibly bid on this one. So we had the Quality Home Remodeling and Repair bid on. It's in the first grade Kiva area, that open space. We would make it into a student support center with two big offices and then an area for them to do their small group social skills and other lessons. So that's why we have two construction bids here. The first one met the RFP limit. This one is a much smaller job. Leilani, will you scroll to the yeah, right there. So what this company did was bid down, like they itemized it. That's the first part where it says like paint and finish, doors, electrical. And then the total project on this one is 24,700. So when it hits this cost margin here, the board can approve this with a one bidder, or they cannot approve and ask for multiple bids. So we're bringing it now so the board can make a decision if they want to move forward, so we don't wait till June. But if the board wants to wait till June, totally fine too. And I don't know if that made sense, so ask questions if you have them.
When would this be done?
So kind of coinciding with the other projects, it would start by the end of June at the latest, if we approve it today. If not, it'll take a couple weeks for permit, but then it will start.
So, Jamie, let me ask you, and I did see this, and so I did have a wonder. And once again, I'm going back to being in a school system. Is it, and Ron could probably answer this, is it 10 to 150,000 that you have to still get 2 to 3 bids?
It's 20, I think it's 25,000 and above. Ron, is that correct?
Not 100% sure. Let me check.
Yeah.
And I might have to dig into school policies as well,
I'll
so.
double check really quick too.
Okay. Yeah, I get a little confused on bidding process. I just know how our bidding process works in a school district.
I looked this up, but I want to make sure before I say anything.
Doesn't that come under the federal uniform guidance? I don't know.
It's under procurement law.
Okay. And maybe because I'm Head Start, I'm always looking at the federal uniform guidance.
Yeah.
So I may be off. That's what I get everybody's laws mixed up.
Well, it's a lot to keep track of, actually. I have to relook it up every time because
Know.
it doesn't stick in my brain.
Yeah, I just know I have federal on me because we're a federal program, but I just know the district's really strict on things like that too, so. And it doesn't, I know at this, it doesn't have to be an RFP because it doesn't have to
Correct.
be a formal bid. I just,
Yep.
you had to have quotes.
Exactly. And that's the hardest part is these bigger companies don't want to do the small jobs.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay, so Ron said 100,000 for the RFP, which I think we knew, and he said above 10,000, it's good to have two bids, but you don't hit multiple bids until anything over 50,000. So we could, we had a second bidder and then he pulled out, and I was so sad. But we could put this back out and try to get one more bid or two. Well, we can get as many bids as we'll get, but we can, do this one again if the board would like.
If you guys feel like we've hit the law, then I'm good, but it's up to you guys. I mean, Casey or Linda, I don't know what you guys think.
Well, no, do we feel
Do you feel like you need to follow? Excuse me, as this falls, do you think you need to follow that you have more than one just because they dropped out? I mean, I don't have a problem with the bid itself, but if the recommendation is that you have at least two, then we maybe ought to follow that recommendation. I'm sorry the other company dropped out. That delays things, I realize, but still. And if you don't get any, what do you decide to do?
That's so I'm asking Steve right now what happens if we can't get more bids. Hold on, he'll answer us. He's in the meeting without being in the meeting.
Well, usually if you can't get other bids, then you can go with your bid.
And I think you
And then I
document.
would you
Yes,
just state that, sure.
you have to document, document,
Yeah.
document.
So,
Guide.
oh yeah, he said you can write a memo that you tried and why possibly you couldn't get other bids?
And
Okay.
could we do this in 2 weeks? Like, say we're gonna try and get another bid in the next couple of weeks. If it doesn't come through, then we'll deal with it at that point and go with
Sure.
it. I think maybe we do that. I kind of agree with Linda that if it's recommended, maybe we try to get the two bids, and if we can get two, great. If not, we move forward so we can get it done, by August.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, just because the other one dropped out, you still want to try to maintain how you're supposed to do it, and we certainly want to do that. So
Yep, I agree. We
that's
can
my
have
thought.
another emergency meeting like this if we need to before, once we either
Sure.
get the second one or if we,
Or unable to, sure.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be my preference.
Yep, I agree. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's great.
I would
Okay.
rather, out of abundance of caution, do that.
Sorry, I know I threw a pink in it. I'm just like, I just know how federal money works. No, I
Don't,
think it's a valid point. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
don't ever be sorry with something that protects the school.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think we just table this for now, is what we do.
So we'll just table it till our next meeting.
Perfect.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, that's
We have
it.
school land trust.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that.
Oh, yes, I forgot that you've put that on the last minute.
Yep.
Okay. My
I know,
apologies.
last minute. Thank you for holding this emergency meeting that was supposed to be for one thing and turned into all these.
Yeah.
That's doable. That's always good, don't you think? Just
Yeah.
think what we get accomplished.
Yep.
It's the end of the
So,
year. It's the end of the school year. It's crazy.
yep. So, school land trust, we've actually gone over all of these things many, many times. The state committee is being very, very picky about everything. So, this is our election procedures of how we elect school land trust committee members. So we already have done this. We already have a committee that's been operating all year. So the part that we had to change was where under council membership composition, it says the school land trust. No, Leilani, you're going too far. Go
Where
back up.
am I?
Go up.
Up more?
Stop. Yep, don't
Okay.
move. Okay. The school land trust council shall consist of 4 members. In our other election procedures, it said 4 to 8 members, 4, but did not exceed 8. And they said we could not have a range of members. So 4 members it is, I guess. So that's the only change to the procedures, but it has to be board approved. So.
I can motion that we approve that, if that's what their requirement is, and have four.
We good?
Well,
I'm sorry, I was just going to see if anybody had questions. Oh, sorry. Well, if they approve only four and you can't have a range, then and you have
you don't
four,
get an option.
I mean, it's kind of sorry.
we can have more than four.
Oh, okay.
We just can't have a range. And the reason we put four was it's hard to just even get the four. So this year, yeah, we don't have a ton of people banging down the door to be on this committee. So I think 4 is doable and feasible. If we had 8 to 10, I think we'd never meet that requirement. I don't think. We could try really hard, but
And
it's.
consistency pulling together for, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And we're required to. We meet twice a year. The requirement, I think, is just once a year, but we meet in the fall and the spring, to talk about school land trust stuff. So,
Any other questions?
nope.
Hey, and can I get a motion, Linda? Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I jumped it a little bit. I motion that the Bridge Elementary takes the Utah School Land Trust Council recommendations and that we have 4 members on that council.
Excellent.
And I will second. All right, we'll do a roll call again just to be safe, Ron.
Casey Arrington, aye.
Mary Ann Henderson, aye.
Linda Nielsen, aye.
Motion carries. Approved.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for approving that one for me.
Hey.
Sorry, Casey, you had cut out on mine, so I didn't hear anything. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like our next board meeting will be on June 16th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Does that day work for everyone that's here right now?
I think it does.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to make a motion to adjourn the meeting of the Bridge Academy Board of Directors at 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
Anybody willing to second that? Okay,
I will second that.
all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Okay, motion carries. We are
Thank
adjourned.
you for your efforts.
Thank you so much,
Yes,
really.
thank you, everyone.
All right.
We are guys' weekend.
Yes.
Definitely.
School is out for us. And Casey, it was your last day. You survived. You're still
Last day
alive.
today. Last day today. Yep.
Oh.
Hooray.
All right.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
All
Thank
right.
you
See you
later.
guys. Bye.
Leilani, you never stopped the recording.
Oh yeah, I'm going in there right now.